B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Tessa. Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for submitting your case to Morning Court. See if we can help you out today. What is going on?
Okay, so my boyfriend and I have been together for like 6 months, and we are so in love. Like, he's amazing. He's perfect. I know he's the one. But the problem is that next month he's moving to Seattle for work.
Okay. Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to miss him.
Yeah, I can't bear to even think about letting him go. So I'm actually thinking about asking him to marry me.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Jeez, now.
Yeah, my friends think it's crazy. They think it's way too fast.
Well, you've been dating for 6 months. He's leaving,
yeah.
And you want to pop the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your friends think you're moving too fast. How come?
Because he didn't ask me to move with him, but he does like talk about our future all the time. Like he said that he wants me to visit as soon as he has his place set up. Like he's always, you know, thinking of names for our kids.
Oh my
you know,
God.
Like he talks about like us having a future together, but he hasn't like officially asked me to come with him or asked me to look for a job there or anything like that. But he's not really like a planner.
So,
you know,
are you afraid that if he goes to Seattle, that's going to be too hard and he's just going to kind of slip away? Is that where this is coming from?
I don't know. I just know it's going to be really hard. And I know that I'm ready to move there with him. And I just want to show him that I want to be together. I want to move there. I want to plan. You know, we don't have to get married today, but I just would like to know that that's what's in our future.
Well, it's kind of, you know, it's putting it out there.
It is. I mean, it is. You're risking a lot.
You are risking a lot. And it's like you said, it's a new day.
Right.
It's almost like if you do ask him, you're going to get a commitment, yes or no, immediately. Aren't you scared about that?
I am scared. I know it seems like really fast, and I don't want to scare him off, and I don't want to make things weird right before he moves. And my parents, they're like, oh, you know, you shouldn't be chasing him. You should make him chase you. But, like, he's already moving. I don't really know how to make him chase me. You know, what am I going to do, move to London? I don't.
Right. That seems counterintuitive.
Other direction.
Yeah.
Seems like he's on the, you'd be on the chase here. He's going across the country. Wow. Somehow hot it was in Seattle this past summer. I mean,
yeah, no kidding, right?
All right, so you really want to do this.
Yeah, she's okay. A 21st century woman.
Mm-hmm.
She can make decisions, too.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But your mom and dad think it's too much.
And some of our friends.
And some of your friends.
Yeah.
So you're getting, and you just would like to hear from our listeners that, yeah, go for it or not. Are you willing to listen for the next half hour or so, Tessa? Get some.
Absolutely.
You'll definitely get some opinions on it. I'm sure it'll go one way or the other. Okay.
Okay.
So stay tuned. I like her style.
Me too. Look at like happy.
Fun.
Go for it.
Yeah.
It's risky. It's risky.
It is risky. It's a lot because, you know, as modern as it is these days, most men still want to pop that question.
You know why.
Because the, yeah, the P word, patriarchy.
Made you say it.
All right, Tessa. Stay tuned. I like it. You know what? Should she or should she not pop the question before her guy leaves town? 888-410-1057. Okay. Thank you, Tessa, for calling.
Thank you.
She's so sweet. She's going to listen.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Here's the question. Pop or stop? What do you think she should do? Pop or stop?
See what you did there.
Right?
Yeah.
I think you're okay with it.
You know what?
You're always talking about, you know, the patriarchy and how it always has to be the men do this, men do that, blah, blah, blah.
But, blah, blah, blah.
But now,
blah,
I think what you're saying
blah,
is it's
blah.
Okay.
Yes, what I'm saying is that if she really wants to do something, then do it. I'm telling her she's taking a risk.
Okay.
Just like people do when they ask for something.
Okay. She put it out there. So she wants to know, is she crazy? Should she pop or
blah, blah, blah.
No, we're stop. Oh, stop. All right, 888-410-1057. Tessa is just very sweet. You can see just put it all out there. And she wants to hear what you say. As we say, it's the court of public opinion. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday. Heading into 4th of July weekend. And we got Morning Court with Tessa today. Tessa is about ready to pop the question to her boyfriend who's moving across the country to Seattle. So she wants to know, should she pop the question or just let him go and wait for him? She's afraid to lose the guy.
Yeah.
That's really the deal if you kind of break it down. So she's all ears today. Let's see what we have here. Let's start with, is this James?
Jim, yep.
Jim, what advice do you have for Tessa today?
Well, I come from married 31 years this year, and the way I look at it is everybody's a puzzle. We're a puzzle piece. And if the other person is that other puzzle piece that fits nicely with you, then you just go for it. And the reason why I say that is, and I'll use an example. My wife is not a clingy type. I don't like clingy type. So when we got together, it was tremendous. And she took care of the extra puzzle piece that I needed. And to this day, it's still the same. She's independent. She can do everything on her own. She really doesn't need me, vice versa, but it's mutually acceptable for both of us. I have a 14-year-old daughter, Tessa. If that's the way you feel, it's the 21st century, by all means, go for it. Wow.
I love it. This guy's great.
Jim's good, huh? You like Jim.
Yes, he's he's evolved.
Okay, well, he likes puzzles.
And he loves puzzles. Great on a rainy day.
All right, Jim. We got a ton of calls, but when your Tessa's ready to do it, it sounds like you're cool with it. That's cool.
Man.
Thank you, Jim. All right, let's say hi to Maura. Well, Maura just hung on us. We're going to go to Brian. What do you say, Brian?
Good morning, LBF and Bob. I say that she should go for it. I can hear the happiness and love in her voice for this guy. If she really wants him, then, hey, you know, go for it. I wouldn't let him go across the country, because what's going to happen is long-distance relationships don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried that, and long-distance relationships don't work.
They're hard.
Years to find them.
Yeah.
Do what?
They're hard. The LDR is.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the 21st century. If she really wants that guy, hey, I say go for it.
All right. Brian says go for it. Thank you, Brian. Have a great 4th. Let's say hi to Stephanie. You have a different opinion on this.
I do. First of all, she's only known him for 6 months. You cannot possibly know someone in that short of a time period. There's a lot of things they don't know about each other. And not only that, if he wanted her to make this move with him, he would have said so. I don't think he's ready, and that's why he hasn't.
So,
and there's no reason why
get to spend more time, right?
And mm-hmm. Well, she can visit. They can see how things are going. But if he was ready, he would have done it. That's 6 months is too short of a period of time.
Good point.
I really believe that. Yeah, so I'm...
See,
really
it's so funny because you're the exact opposite of what Brian said, Brian the listener. He's afraid of long distance, you're losing.
Well, I heard what he said, but honestly, if you don't know somebody, you jump into things too fast, you know, you can run into big, huge problems. And has she seen him angry? Does she know what he's like with money? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things they do not know about each other, and I would not hop into that so quickly.
Okay,
something tells me you don't write rom-coms.
I think it'd be a very good,
right.
That's a good movie.
What?
Well, he goes away, will it work out?
He's in Seattle and he's sleepless.
Yes.
Yeah, he can't sleep.
No, but these are very like
never been done. Hey, Stephanie, we're gonna go.
To bring up.
Yeah, Stacy, what do you say to Tessa?
I say 6 months is too short.
All right, okay.
Way too short.
All right,
she needs to approach it as, what do you think about me moving with you first? Mm-hmm. That way, I mean, it's a lot easier to break up than get a divorce.
All right. So
it's a lot cheaper, too.
Thank you, Stacey. Have a great weekend.
Very true.
I think she should bring it up and present it in that manner. asking him to marry her after 6 months is, to me, it's desperate.
Okay, look, she needs to hear. But this is important. She needs to hear both sides of it. If everybody just says, go for it, go for it, go for it.
Can I just bring something up?
Sure.
Like, when a guy says, after 6 months, let's get married, everyone's like, can you believe how sure he was? And it was so great. And we just got engaged after 6 months. Then we were married a year later. And what a love story. Mm. But on the flip side, it's like, she sounds desperate and she's making a mistake. Now, these things could be true. I'm just saying that, like, when guys do it, it's more romantic. Mm-hmm. Can't this be romantic?
I see what you're saying.
Impulsive.
I see what you're saying.
And yeah. Rom-com-y.
Right. But a woman does it. She's desperate.
Yeah,
and
a man does it. He's like, that's knows
interesting.
What he wants.
Interesting.
Throwing it out there.
Well, you know, she has a lot to think about. Thank you, Stacey. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Have a great weekend. And Rick, go ahead. What do you say, Rick? You did the same thing. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I'm in the camp that says she can go move with him. But marriage, I did that. 38 years ago, I was going off to graduate school. My girlfriend offered to go with me. Mm-hmm. I felt I needed to make the commitment, so I said, hey, let's get married. Whew. 38 years later, still married, but those first years were rough. And it's rough because we layered on top of getting to know each other, moving this whole business with marriage. It's a lot of work, and it wasn't romantic. And, yeah, mm-hmm. I'd say move with him. Move with him. Live with it. Enjoy it. If it goes to marriage, great.
But, okay.
You know, but you made it 38 years. Yeah. Yay.
We did. And we look back and we laugh on that. And we both agree we should have just lived together for a few years.
All right.
Thanks,
like
Rick.
That.
Yeah, yeah, boy, wow. What were we thinking?
Okay, yeah, really. Oh,
boy. That was dumb. All right.
Memories.
Memories. Oh, boy. 888-410-1057. Now she's getting some crossfire.
Oh,
mixed
yeah.
messages
uh-huh.
going on
right?
there. All confused, but we need to straighten.
I'm confused now.
Now you don't know what to do, right? You heard Rick. Oh, that was... Anyway, 888-410-1057. Morning Court in session for Tessa today. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court in session today. It's a good one. We just talked to Tessa. She wants to know, should she or should she not pop the question to her boyfriend who's moving to Seattle, I guess, soon. And she doesn't want to lose him. She's afraid if he goes, the heart doesn't grow fonder, the heart will go wander.
Oh, God.
So we have to watch out for that.
I mean, it's just, wow. He's a font.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah, I just thought it is. Just come, you know what I mean? Because I'm into this situation for Tessa.
Yes, you are.
I'm all in. I can't wait to hear what
she
says.
Well, he's all in. He starts rhyming.
Yeah.
He's a crazy rhyming man.
Yo, it sells the bits. Okay. Jerry, you there?
Yes, I am.
Jerry, what's your take? You have a similar situation real quick?
Yeah, so my husband and I met in May of 79, started dating. We got my hope chest in November, the ring in December, and we married the following November. We've been married for 40 years. So I say if she feels that she thinks this might be the one, go for it.
Just
See?
Like that.
Look at that. There are a lot of success stories out there.
Right.
And, you know, mm. it's nice to hear them.
Yeah.
I'm sure it hasn't always been perfect, but they knew and they did it, and here you are.
Look at that. Jerry's still here.
Happily Absolutely. Ever after.
Well, look at that, Jerry.
Love it.
That's what the call she wants to hear. Right.
Right? Exactly.
So that's it.
Only listen to those.
Well, we are going to talk to Tessa later. Going to be interesting to see if she was swayed one way or the other, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian at 827. Rainy weekend in Boston for the fourth. High 68 today. Tomorrow rain 61. Do we talk about Sunday, 4th of July? High of 65. Showers in the morning, clouded in the day, but no reason you can't have a cookout.
Right. You just stand by the grill. You'll be warmer.
That's it. Sunny Monday in 78.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go. Tuesday, sunny in 92. Wow.
Yeah, it gets... Great. It's just as soon as you go back to work.
That's it. Beautiful weather to get back to work to. We had Tessa on Morning Court today. This really, it's a question where she wants to know whether or not she should ask her boyfriend who's moving to Seattle to marry him. Here's what that sounded like a bit earlier in the show. Here's Tessa.
My boyfriend and I have been together for like 6 months, and we are so in love. He's amazing. He's perfect. I know he's the one, but... The problem is that next month he's moving to Seattle for work. I can't fair to even think about letting him go. So I'm actually thinking about asking him to marry me because he didn't ask me to move with him. I know my friends think it's crazy. They think it's way too fast.
And we're going to hear from Tessa in a minute. Okay, okay, she's on hold. But let's hear more of your phone calls first. You can sway her one way or the other now. The first group of callers all were kind of saying, don't do it, don't do it. It's too soon. Wait for him. Really saying not so, just
yeah, not
relax.
So fast. Yeah.
Relax.
Move in first. Maybe float moving out there. Yeah.
Get to know each other.
Yeah.
And her folks are not happy about it either. Mm-hmm. So anyway, before we talk to Tessa, let's talk to Shannon. Shannon, what do you say?
Absolutely. Okay. Life's too short. You should give it a shot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
The ladies are chiming in saying, just do it.
I know, because I feel like we've been, as a ladies, been waiting around for somebody to pop the question. We should do it.
Hey, I bet a lot of guys might like that.
Right. Pressure's off you.
Yes.
Who buys the ring?
I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. I haven't thought the whole thing through.
He's moving cross country. He can buy the ring.
All right.
Thank you, Shannon. She'll be glad to hear that. Okay, Beth, what advice do you have for Tessa this morning?
What I would suggest to Tessa is definitely ask him, because it is the 21st century. But instead of asking the traditional way, she could make a suggestion. Say something like, let's get married. Why don't we get married? So it's a little lighter.
Yeah.
And then see what
maybe
he says.
If there's a rejection. Yeah, if there's a rejection, it's probably it's not as blunt.
Right, like the way you'd ask, like, let's get lunch.
See if he flinches.
Right.
I didn't say no to that, LBI.
Right.
Are you asking? I like it.
Do you, Bob, take this sandwich?
Yes.
To be your lunch?
I've never been happier.
Bob would start to cry.
I would.
Oh, I bet you never have.
You never will. All right. Thank you, Beth.
Well, I find her, she's very brave. I think she's very good for her for doing it.
All right. I like it. Thank you, Beth. Have a great weekend.
Oh, good. Okay. Enjoy the day.
Bye-bye. Eileen, good morning. What do you say?
I think she should go for it. Absolutely. My sister is only dating her husband for 6 months and 4 kids later, 27 years, and they're still together. Happy as ever.
See?
Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
Okay.
I mean,
I've been married. This is my second marriage. My first marriage, I'll make it quick. I lost my husband when he was only 42. I have a son, beautiful son from that marriage, but I got remarried, and I got remarried to his brother, and we're happy as ever.
Wow.
Okay, this is an amazing story.
This is a morning court?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, life's too short. You gotta do it.
Hey,
absolutely.
Eileen. Listen next week, because we received an email from a listener who her friend just lost her husband unexpectedly, and she doesn't want to date ever again, but her sister is very concerned about that. So make sure you listen next week.
Oh, my God, I totally was.
I'd love for you to call
again, especially my brother-in-law.
Right.
So you call us. Be listening next week. Call us, because I'd like to hear your opinion on that, okay?
Oh, my God, absolutely I would. What day? Well, you probably wouldn't know what day.
Not yet.
That means you have to
listen every day.
Well, you listen every day.
I do listen every day.
Oh, we love that.
I'm actually late for work because I'm listening.
Oh, good.
We love it.
That's what we like.
We love it. Yeah, so you hear that. You chime in, okay?
We'll send you a note.
All right, I definitely will. All right, awesome.
Bye, Eileen.
Have a great day, guys. Happy Friday.
So, Tessa is back with us. So Tessa, you heard all the calls today?
I did, and I really thought about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, I think I'm going to wait, because I think it's good to let him miss me a little bit and kind of see how it goes. And I will let him, you know, chase me from there.
I tell you, listen, speaking as a dad, you know, I like that option. I know. I might be old school, but I'm no old fool. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm not.
Jury's out.
Later.
Tessa, it's okay for him to chase
sure.
you. Okay.
Okay.
I guarantee you, he's going to get out there and he's going to be missing his Tessa.
He is.
Right? Mm-hmm. So. Then we'll see how it happens.
Yeah, good luck with everything.
All right, that's a great decision. Just sit tight, play hard to get, okay? Miss an occasional phone call.
Right.
Huh?
Look at you.
I'm here to coach. Okay.
God.
Tessa, good luck. We're rooting for you either way, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I think she's doing the right thing. Come on. I know you like the whole romance of it.
Yeah,
but
I like romance.
Yeah, but yeah,
I like taking chances.
It's okay for
Other people
him to miss her.
Not taking any chances.
It's okay if he misses her, and he might.
Yeah, but you know what? Guys are weird in that they have no attention span. And so, like, he'll miss her for 2 seconds, and then he'll see some blonde walk by and be like, oh, hello.
Oh, a shiny object.
Shiny object over in the corner. I'm not saying
well,
that's Tessa.
No, that's a test of his love. That's the way it is. That's life.
Yeah, well.
There's going to be lots of shiny objects, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else will ask him out to lunch.
Are you saying what I think you're saying? Okay. Well, good luck, Tessa. Thank you for listening, and thanks for all the advice. So I'll be anxious to see what happens down the road.
Right.
Okay? So we'll see.
Okay.
Want to do some dirty laundry?
Yes, and speaking of love and romance, I don't know about you, but this song in the 80s was amazing when it was sung by one person, but now that it's been released and is sung by two 80s stars, I am feeling all the feels, and you will too, except you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you. I'm still shocked that you asked me for lunch. that was serious, right?
What, me asking you to lunch?
Yeah.
No, that was a hypothetical.
Oh.
Hypothetical
lunch?
I want you to chase me.
What's that taste like?
Wait a minute. I'm going to take your advice.
Disappointment.
Yeah. I'm going to take your advice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to lunch. I'm going to wait for you to ask me to lunch.
Oh, is that
you
right?
You know, maybe chase me a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, see if you miss me when you're eating a bologna sandwich. Alone.
Doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, really?
Okay. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.